Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 31 regarding Dionne, D-I-O-N-N-E, Natu, N-A-T-T-O-O. Dionne Natu is a 54-year-old woman who reports she injured her right knee at work on 2/19/19. But at that time, she slid and hit her right knee into a chart rack. Period. She went to Kennedy Hospital emergency room afterwards. Period. With this and further evaluation, she understands her diagnosis to be a tear on the right knee that was repaired surgically. Period. She has completed her course of active treatment. Period. Ms. Natu advised that she previously injured the knee in 2011 when she slid into a door coming downstairs. Period. At that time, she also had a tear in her meniscus that was repaired surgically. Period. She denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. New paragraph. Per her claim petition, Ms. Natu alleged she slipped and fell, injuring her knee on 2/19/19. Period. Treatment records show she was seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta, G-U-P-T-A, beginning 2/20/19. Period. He noted she had been to a virtual hospital after this event and was taking anti-inflammatories. Period. She then went to Kennedy Hospital that particular morning and was given Percocet. That took the edge off. Period. She had not undergone any therapy or injections. Period. She had a history of arthroscopic surgery for a meniscus tear in 2011, after which she had done quite well. Period. She was already taking meloxicam, lisinopril, folic acid, methotrexate, and prednisone. Period. Several of these pertain to underlying arthritis. Period. After his evaluation, he diagnosed right knee moderate to severe tricompartmental degenerative joint disease with medial compartment near bone-on-bone contact with pain. Period. X-rays in the office demonstrated tricompartmental DJD with medial compartment near bone-on-bone contact and marginal osteophyte formation. Period. There were no acute fractures. Period. He suspected this was a flare of arthritis. Period. They agreed to pursue advanced diagnostic testing. Period. On 2/26/19, Dr. Gupta described the results of an MRI done on 2/21/19 to be inserted here. Period. He then placed her in an orthotic knee sleeve and administered a corticosteroid injection to the knee. Period. She was seen regularly by Dr. Gupta. Period. On 4/23/19, she reported good progress with physical therapy, but still had pain. Period. They were going to initiate a series of viscosupplementation supplementation injections. Period. The first another corticosteroid injection was given on 6/21/19. Period. On this visit, it was clear she had a history of rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, degenerative joint disease, and hypertension. Period. Is now two. New paragraph. Ms. Natu was seen by Dr. DeVenero in the same group on 9/17/19. Period. She complains of pain medially with weakness and buckling. Period. She had pain at rest and was working. Period. He performed an evaluation and acknowledged the results of her MRI. Period. Then diagnosed pain of the right knee with complex tear of the medial meniscus and sprain of the medial collateral ligament of the right knee. Period. He opined she was a good candidate for right knee arthroscopy. Period. In paragraph on 10/31/19, Dr. DeVenero performed surgery to be inserted here. Period. She followed up postoperatively on 11/12/19, and her pain level was 7/10. Appears she was taking Norco for pain at night and ibuprofen is needed during the day. Period. She was then referred for physical therapy to remain out of work. Period. On 1/14/20, Dr. DiBonera noted she was doing well and working full duty. Period. She was to be considered a maximum medical improvement and was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. She was seen at WorkNet on 6/26/19. Period. They rendered an additional diagnosis of right hip pain. Period. They were awaiting the records from Rothman Orthopedics. Period. She followed up in this group through 7/26/19. Period. She continued to see Dr. DiBonera through 11/10/20. Period. She stated recently her pain returned without a new injury. Period. She had pain medially with stiffness and decreased motion. Period. He thinks her symptoms were from her underlying osteoarthritis and therefore are not causally related to her work accident. Brady recommended she pursue treatment through her rheumatologist or orthopedist under her primary medical insurance. Period. She remained at maximum medical improvement. Period. She was also followed by WorkNet through 7/26/19. Period. During her preoperative evaluation by Dr. Bajarski on 10/24/19, he elicited a history of her taking methotrexate, amongst other medications. Period. History was remarkable for underlying rheumatoid arthritis and asthma. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower and spectrum revealed healed portal scars about the right knee and anterior longitudinal scar about the left. Period. There was also swelling about the left knee, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Motion of the left knee was from 0 to 130 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the right knee was full from 0 to 135 degrees with crepitus but no tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips and ankles was full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Knees, she had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the right, which was negative on the left. The rest of that is normal. Lumbosacral, she ambulated with a mildly antalgic gait on the right without an assisted device. Period. However, this was not present when walking on her heels and toes. Period. The rest of that is normal. Direct visualization of her spine was not performed since she remained in her dress. Period. Impressions. 2/19/19, Dion Natu struck her right knee against a chart rack while at work. Period. This was superimposed upon prior arthroscopic surgery to the same knee for a medial meniscal tear several years earlier. Period. She was initiated on conservative care. Period. X-rays confirmed that she suffered from underlying arthritis. Period. She had already been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and was on several medications in that regard up to the time of the subject event. Period. New paragraph on 10/31/19, Dr. DiBonera performed surgery on the right knee to be inserted. Period. Intraoperatively, there was a complex tear of the medial meniscus that extended from the mid-body into the posterior horn. Period. There were multiple cleavage planes. Period. There were also grade 4 changes in direct relation to the meniscal tear. Period. There was eburnated bone on the tibial plateau. Period. New paragraph, the current exam, found Ms. Natu actually had a healed open surgical scar about the left knee, consistent with arthroplasty there. Paired sheet indicates she had a partial arthroplasty done in 2021 after a fall. Paired prior to that, she had arthroscopy done. Period. There was decreased range of motion about the left knee. Paired she had full range of motion on the right with crepitus. Period. There was swelling of the left knee present. Period. She had a somewhat inconsistent gait relative to antalgia on the right. Period. New paragraph. This case represents 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right leg. Period. Of this assessment, 5% is attributable to her pre-existing meniscal tear and underlying arthritis treated surgically. The balance is ascribed to the subject event with a temporary aggravation of her underlying arthritis and a recurrent or residual tear of the meniscus treated surgically again. Period. End.